The executive director of Ghana Cassava Center of Excellence, William J. Menu, says the nation has come a long way, but more needs to be done to address the myriad of challenges confronting the agricultural sector. According to Mr. Menu, there is a gap between the actors in the sector that ought to be bridged. He welcomed the private-public sector initiative, saying it will address food safety and security issues in the country.
I think it's a very appropriate time, and the theme, family farming, feeding the world, caring for the earth, is also very appropriate for the occasion, because you and I know that food is very essential to human life and human existence. And as far as I'm concerned, any effort as helping to increasing productivity, enhancing food security, and also encouraging the empowerment of our rural folk through their livelihood interventions and all that. These are all interventions that would help to, as it were, help to encourage people into farming, especially the young ones.
And talking about food security, how far have we come as a nation?
I think as a country, we have come a long way, but we still have a very long way to go as far as food security is concerned. I think the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, that is the mandated ministry to ensure that it puts up appropriate policies and then also interventions to ensure that the platform is created for a better agribusiness and food safety and security issues to be well coordinated, are playing their part. And then we, those of us in the private sector, are also playing our part to complement government's effort at ensuring food security. And then also comes with those are the informal sector, in fact, the farmers, the marketers, the processors. These are the critical actors on the value chain. But the issue is that we seem to have a communication gap. We seem to have a very low connectivity in terms of the marketing communication strategies and then other coordination efforts that would ensure that government's policy reaches the researcher reaches the farmer reaches the marketer, and then also the transporters and all those things. And sometimes we need to coordinate the actors very well. We can't say we want to produce food without looking at transportation. We can't say we want to ensure or enhance food security without looking at how farmers' access to credit is organized or is coordinated. And we must be very interested in all this. Because for me, the issue is got to do with marketing. The issue is got to do with financing. What is the policy on the ground to ensure that how can the farmer build his or her capacity to be able to access credit?
Mr. Menu acknowledged that government alone cannot satisfy all sectors, hence the need for partnership. He proposed some interventions towards boosting food security in Ghana.
We are in the process of registering or keeping an adequate, reliable data on the dairy processors. We are keeping data on cassava farmers. We are keeping data on cassava marketers. We are keeping data on cassava transporters. We are keeping data on the middlemen who have to do with the daily business of cassava value chain. And this is what we are doing in our small way. We are also building the capacity of farmers. We are giving them training and we are retraining them. We are also helping through the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, the West African Agricultural Productivity Project, trying to see how we can multiply a lot of planting material for our growers. We are also linking up with the major buyers like Guinness Ghana Brewery Limited. We are also linking up with the Accra Brewery Limited. We are also linking up with some major garri producers in this country to be able to, as it were, to demystify that the disconnect. And I think that this is what we have to do. But I think there should be a greater platform, because we are doing that on our bit, but there should be a greater platform that will define appropriate rules, a platform that we can periodically to be able to assess and evaluate what has been done so far. And we have to look at the lessons learned and strengthen the existing processes, and then we can be able to move on.
Executive Director of Ghana Cassava Center of Excellence, William Ejay Menu.